Finally, that ugly face emerged from within darkness. Jonathan gave it a moment to take a good long look at him. The ferox was angry, but it wasn't about to make another mistake. He could see its eager, bloodthirsty impulse struggling with the caution that warned that its opponent was cunning. Jonathan raised one hand and pointed into the sky. The creature's eyes followed to where his finger indicated. "We fight there," Jonathan said, letting his eyes linger. He refused to show the beast any of the fear he held at bay. He could see it understood. It wasn't going to take a time out and stroll down the street with him, but it knew that Jonathan was choosing their arena. "How bad do you want my life, trespasser?" Jonathan asked. If it had wanted him dead before, he could see the beast wanted it twofold now. Jonathan turned, leaping in the direction he had indicated. With his hands completely free, his balance and maneuverability was all the more efficient. In no time, he was a block away, the ferox in pursuit. The construction site came into view. Jonathan had never been inside, only observed it through the fences. It was deserted for the night, and he leaped the barbed wire without pause. The construction of the skyscraper's skeleton was nearly complete. 40 floors, 500 feet, of steel and rebar-reinforced concrete floors. It has to be enough. He'd chosen the site because of the arrangement of the adjacent buildings made it possible to leapfrog to the top. He didn't want to have to scale the walls with the ferox on his heels, but he would if it came to it. He was trusting in his imagination. There hadn't been any way to test how well getting up this building was going to go in his mere human state. He ran and launched himself as high as he could. Safety lights were on in the structure, illuminating each floor, but he had no idea what level he was going to be able to reach as the wind rushed past him. He realized he was going to touch down between floors and used his hands to thrust his trajectory upward, pulling his feet up with the momentum and rolling onto the cement. He sensed the ferox clearing the construction yard fence behind him. He turned back to the edge to see the ferox's reaction. It stood where he'd jumped from and seemed to be assessing its pursuit. It roared at him from below, enraged at being forced into chasing its prize, impatient to have its war. It charged and leaped as Jonathan turned away, breaking into a sprint across the cement, dodging building supplies like an Olympic hurdler as he made his way through the interior of the skeleton toward the other side. He couldn't leap between floors. The ceiling above him was reinforced cement. He didn't stop when he reached the other side. The ferox was catching up, but it wasn't going to get hold of him here. He jumped again as hard as he could, watching again as he rushed airborne toward the adjacent building, desperate to reach the top. He didn't clear it. He crashed into the outer rim of the building's roof as his hand reached for the top, grabbing on for life. The force of his body hitting the wall wasn't pleasant, but he took the pain and kept moving, pulling himself up quickly and running to the center of the roof. The beast raced toward him in his mind. The sound of the ferox slamming into the rim of the roof chased him. When he turned, he saw its one outstretched hand keeping it tethered over the precipice. He sprinted back, straight towards the construction site. One more jump back to the rooftop of the unfinished skyscraper. He could feel the creature reach for him as he once more took to the air, its claw coming within inches of grabbing him. He halted himself against one of the skeleton's exposed I-beams when he landed. The top wasn't as completed as the other levels. Building material sat in stacks all over the floor. Immediately, Jonathan pulled his weapon free. He turned to the roof he'd stood on seconds ago, looking down on the ferox. When they connected eyes, Jonathan took the staff in one fist and beat his chest twice over his heart. The creature didn't have to translate. It beat its chest back at him and let out a roar of intimidation, backing away from the roof's edge to gain the running space it needed to make the jump to Jonathan. The language for "come get a piece" was universal.